In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, friends. Happy Friday. Today is the day after Thanksgiving, and I hope that your celebration was good. I'm sure it looked a little bit different as ours did as well this year, but I hope that you enjoyed the time, maybe just a chance again to disconnect from the world and engage with a good meal, good friends, good fun, good family time, whatever it was. Just hoping that you had a great Thanksgiving, and I wanted to let you know a few things before we jump into today, is that Advent actually starts on Monday, or actually starts Sunday, but on Common Prayer, it'll start on Monday, and we have a series of reflections planned for the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, and so we would love for you to tune into those and engage with us in that meditation, those reflections, excited about the season of Advent. So tune in on Monday. I'll be doing a little bit of a brief overview of Advent, as well as leading us in a time of prayer for that. And so look ahead towards that as well. Well, today is Friday, and of course, the Friday after Thanksgiving, as was mentioned. And so we're going to do the examine today as we normally do, but I wanted to do it in a little bit of a different way. I mean, in many ways, the prayer of examine in and of itself is a practice of gratitude. I think in some respects, to slow down and consider where God has been in our lives is an act of gratitude to God. Whether intentional or not, it is that sort of act of appreciation for God's movement in our lives. It's just a small way to honor God's activity in the world. As I was thinking about particularly this exam and thinking about, the scriptures on gratitude are just plentiful. I mean, it's hard to narrow down which text to use for it, but I was reminded of this text in Colossians 2, verse 6 through 7. It says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthening in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Man, I love that text. I love that idea of us, again, rooting ourselves in Christ, rooting our lives, being built up in him, but then overflowing with thankfulness. You know, one of the markers of a follower of Jesus is that of gratitude. It is that we have found ourselves in a much larger story than any of us realized. And as we grow up and root ourselves in the way of Jesus, we begin to overflow with thankfulness because we recognize that all of life has been a gift. And the act of examine, the prayer, the practice of examine, is a simple way to root ourselves more and more in Christ. But today I want to do so through the lens of thankfulness and of gratitude. So with that, I invite you in, invite you to settle into the moment, maybe take a few deep breaths, maybe use a centering prayer to help just bring your mind and your heart into focus. And as you do that, maybe it's just a simple invitation for the Holy Spirit to be with us today. So welcome the Spirit now. Ask for him to guide our time together in reflection. As we begin our time today of focusing on how do we overflow with thankfulness, let's just pray this simple prayer. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. I invite you to spend a moment considering that God is the source of all creation, of all things. Spend a moment just considering the gifts that he's given us. Maybe especially this past week as you look back. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight the gifts that have been given to you today. as you consider those gifts that have been given to you, I invite you to be specific. Try to move from generalities to particularities. What are the specific things that you have felt God gift to you? Express those to Him in gratitude. Now I invite you to continue thinking back over the past week. I want you to ask the Spirit to recall those moments where you felt most conscious of you and God together. Where did you feel most connection to God and the created world that He's made? Maybe ask yourself this question as you consider this over the past week. What have you done today or this week to care for God's creation? Whether it's nature, relationships, vocation, what have you done to care for God's creation? And as the Holy Spirit highlights those areas, I invite you to just be grateful for the gift of a job, of loved ones, for the gift of family, for the gift of calling. Now I want you to think even more specifically this past week. I want you to recall the relationships with God's creation in those areas I mentioned. Think of the family, the friends, the neighbors, the loved ones. Consider all that has taken place this week, and what joys have you found in those? And maybe as you move from the joys that you found in this week, consider the challenges. What were the difficult times this week? Where are the times of disillusion, of frustration? Invite God into those spaces and ask God to improve those relationships with His creation. So often those challenging times can disconnect us from God, can make us feel distant. But I want to bring us back to gratitude, knowing that God is ever present with you. He is in fact not far, even in those times that are hard and challenging. Spend a moment again just calling to mind the past week and where has God been most present to you? Was it in a walk around your neighborhood? Maybe you found or sensed God's presence in a friend or a loved one. Maybe it was some music that just brought you alive. Wherever you felt God's presence this past week, I just want you to think back to that moment and pray from that space, those emotions, and pray back to God gratitude. Then I invite you to look forward to tomorrow. So often this practice reminds us of how quick we move and how easy it is to miss God's presence. And I want you to look forward to tomorrow, asking God to help you see His grace in the world around us. Pray that you may make a genuine effort to revere God in all the aspects of the created world that He's gifted to us. Resolve to walk in gratitude. Resolve to walk reflecting in His grace. Now I want to close with this prayer of thanksgiving. It's a little long, but pray along with me. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for your creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth real praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.